Praise the Lord, all nations. Laud him, all peoples. For his loving kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord. I apologize. I forgot to mention this morning, one of the things we like to do is, as we're reading through, either on your notes or in some piece of paper, if something blesses you or encourages you or in some way the Lord is making it new as you see it this morning, mark that down and be fun to share at the end of our time this morning. Would anyone like to read Psalm 118? Phil.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, let Israel say, his loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, let the house of Aaron say, his loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, let those who fear the Lord say, his loving kindness is everlasting. From my distress I called upon the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I will look with satisfaction on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surround me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them all. They surround me, yes, they surround me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. They surround me like bees. They were extinguished as a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. You pushed me violently so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I will not die but live and tell of the works of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I shall give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, do save, we beseech you. O Lord, we beseech you, do send prosperity. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festival sacrifice which cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I give thanks to you. You are my God, I extol you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting.
Would someone like to start reading Psalm 119? It'd be better if you think so we can hear. It's okay. If you'd like to read maybe through verse 48, and then we can see if you need a break or someone else.
Okay. I just realized this is ESV. Should I switch?
You're fine.
It's fine? Okay. Psalm 119. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones, who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I shall have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. I will keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame, for I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes.
Remember the word to your servant in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. The arrogant utterly deride me, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I have remembered your ordinances from of old, O Lord, and comfort me. Burning indignation has seized me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes are my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. O Lord, I remember your name in the night and keep your law. This has become mine, that I observe your precepts. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your word. I considered my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have encircled me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I shall rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all those who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and you do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have forged a lie against me. With all my heart I observe your precepts. Their heart is covered with fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. May those who fear you see me and be glad, because I wait for your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Oh, may your loving kindness comfort me according to your word to your servant. May your compassion be to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie, but I shall meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed.
My soul languishes for your salvation. I wait for your word. My eyes fail with longing for your word, while I say, when will you comfort me? Though I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The arrogant have dug pits for me, men who are not in accord with your law. All your commandments are faithful. They have persecuted me with a lie. Help me. They almost destroyed me on the earth. But as for me, I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You established the earth, and it stands. They stand this day according to your ordinances, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me. I shall diligently consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection. Your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn, and I will confirm it, that I will keep your righteous ordinances. I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Oh, accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not gone astray from your precepts. I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I wait for your word. Depart from me, evildoers, that I may be observe the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me, that I may be safe, that I may have regard for your statutes continually. You have rejected all those who wander from your statutes, for their deceitfulness is useless. You have removed all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Would anyone like to read? Julie.
I have done righteousness. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant is good for good. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail with longing for your salvation and for your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for they have broken your law. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem right all your precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul observes them. The unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth wide and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me after your manner with those who love your name. Establish my footsteps in your word, and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of water, because they do not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. You have commanded your testimonies in righteousness and exceeding faithfulness. My zeal has consumed me because my adversaries have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have come upon me. Your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. I cried with all my heart, answer me, O God, O Lord. I will observe your statutes. I cried to you, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for your words. My eyes anticipate the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to your ordinances. Those who follow after wickedness draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Of old I have known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Look upon my affliction and rescue me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your ordinances. Many are the persecutors and my adversaries, yet I do not turn aside from your testimonies. I behold the treacherous and loathe them because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil. I hate and despise falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous ordinances. Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Let my lips utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteous. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live that it may praise you, and let your ordinances help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments.
We have time for some more. Would someone like to read Psalm 120 to 122?
In my trouble, I cried to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? Sharp arrows of the warrior with the burning coals of the broom tree. Woe is me, for I sojourn in Meshech, for I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long has my soul had its dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smile. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together, to which the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord, in ordinance for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there thrones were set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of the brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
I'll finish by reading Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he is gracious to us. Be gracious to us, O Lord, be gracious to us, for we are greatly filled with contempt. Our soul is greatly filled with the scoffing of those who are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Now, we did not nearly get as far as I'd hoped this morning, ambitious hope as it was. But now let's just take a few moments, again, going back to Psalm 115 and through Psalm 123 here. And was there any of the passages there that were a unique blessing to you this morning, or they stood out to you in a way that was encouragement this morning that you'd like to share and bless one another with? Stephanie. Somebody else. I was really blessed at the end of Psalm 119. I probably feel like I almost noticed it for the first time. In verses 169 to 171, you have the three, and then into verse 172, different ways of calling out to the Lord, crying, come before him, supplication in verse 70, lips uttering praise, tongues singing in verse 72. I thought that was just a really, again, obviously poetic way of speaking about how we call out to the Lord. I was just blessed by that. Anybody else? Anything that stood out? And Stefan?
I had verse 66 of Psalm 119. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. That's in our world today. Don't take the commandments or whatever and just say, oh, that's not really. But the meaner twist.
We believe what's right. Lord, help me to discern how to live right. Yeah, excellent. Anybody else? Yeah, Rachel.
I like the section in Psalm 119 through 24. I've always loved that this is the day that the Lord has made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just talking about, I know it's a prophecy referring to Christ too, and right before it talks about the cornerstone, it talks about, I thank you that you have answered me and become my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, this whole passage, I don't want to meditate on it more, but it really stuck.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I haven't done it myself, but if you read through the Psalms, I wonder if you just kept a ledger of every time the same phrase or an equivalent to verse 29, give thanks to the Lord for he is good, and then for his loving kindness is everlasting, just how often that is repeated throughout the Psalms. It is such a blessing to see and to read. So thank you, Phil. Anyone else? Psalm 119 is I don't know if the acrostic is the right, not an acrostic, but it's a poem where every section starts with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So the first eight verses start with the first letter, second eight verses the second letter, and it's so on. It's an intentionally really highly organized meditation on and praise of the Word of God. In the life of the believer. So the repetition there and the focus is intentional, and it's a beautiful, yeah, it's one of them, probably one of my favorite larger sections of Scripture is Psalm 119. Somebody else? Yeah, Marianne. Deliver me according, yeah, waiting for the Lord's deliverance, not looking to man's deliverance. That's a good summary of the last part of that statement that you read there, Marianne. Yeah. Yeah, good. Someone else. I didn't write it down because I didn't have my paper out, so shame on me. But I thought it was in 115, I think in maybe 116, there is this going from, oh yeah, it's actually 115 and then 118. There's this kind of progression in verse 115:9. It says, let Israel, O Israel, trust in the Lord. Verse 10, O Aaron, trust in the Lord. And then verse 11, you who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. And then in verse or chapter 118, it says in verse 2, O let Israel say his loving kindness is everlasting. O let the house of Aaron say his loving kindness is everlasting. O let those who fear the Lord say his loving kindness is everlasting. I just appreciated that intentional, again, progression, that just design of that to go from, again, the... anyway, to go expand that statement the way it did, that was a blessing to me. Anyone else? Go for it.
Mm-hmm. There were many of them, but 103, how sweet are your words to taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Those all just ministered to me just as a good example of how a believer's heart should desire the words and things of the Lord. And then in the Psalm 119 in the 70s, a couple of times it mentioned affliction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and 67, just right before that, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. I mean, again, the blessed chastisement, the blessings of chastisement and correction. That's what the Lord says in Deuteronomy. It's what the Lord says in Hebrews. You know, he disciplines those whom he loves. And, you know, all the kids like candy. And I'm out of candy today. Sorry, kids. I apologize. But all the kids like candy. Everybody likes the sweets. Sometimes we need to get that firm correction to get the things that we need more than the things that we really want at the moment. That's a blessing. Stephanie.
I was thinking as reading through it, all of the verses that I underlined over the last several years, I cried to the Lord who answered me. I rise before dawn and cry for help. And sometimes when our focus is on all of the difficulties of our day to day, I found myself needing to say out loud, where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord. Just that reminder that He is our help in our time of distress. And without those distressing times, we might forget how much we really need the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? I'll just make one final comment here as we close. I appreciate the clear ways in which so oftentimes in Psalm 119, the character of the scriptures is clearly stated. For instance, verse 140, your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. Or verse 160, the sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. Again, just it is such a great, what do you call a place where you go like searching for jewels? I mean, a great place, I mean, whatever it is. Jewels all over. And properly pointing us to the Lord, to his kindness, he be kind to me according to your loving kindness or according to your words. It's all pointing back to who he is and what he said. So a great chapter, one of my favorites, and it was a joy to read that with you this morning. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, may your word be a light to our feet and a lamp to our path. May we as a body of believers esteem what we are to esteem and give priority to the reading and the teaching of Scripture, that we might give effort to the encouraging one another to be faithful to the commands of Scripture, that we might strive as those who are bought by Christ to love one another, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, to do those good and kind things that loving one another is, as Paul says, fulfilling of the law. Not that we might somehow make ourselves more pleasing to you so as to gain forgiveness or some kind of pagan idea that is, but that we might, out of love, because we love you, keep your commandments, because we want to love you and let others know that we love you, that we keep your commandments and let your word be down deep in our heart. Lord, bless our time of fellowship now before the service. Bless the service and all those who are ministering in the service this morning. May all things be for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.